عفور رؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الدار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير اللهم صل أفضل صلاة على أسعد مخلوقاتك سيدنا محمد وسلم عدد معلوماتك ومداد كلماتك كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكرك
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in the knowledge of deen and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. And we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to interact with each other. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone doing today? Good. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Very good. This is what I would like to hear from all of you, that all of you are in a very good state of health and all of you are doing good, and inshallah all of you are waiting impatiently so that we are going to be learning today, inshallah. So ready, steady, all of you, inshallah. Yes, alhamdulillah. Okay, so all of you are ready with your good intentions. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So Jawad Ahmed says that he cannot start his video. That's completely okay, Jawad, because I'm not going to be asking you to turn your videos on. Yes, there might be some time when your teacher might ask you to show your notes. That might be a thing, or you can just type your notes, whatever is something that you want to share with us. If you have any issues, you can just try logging out and then coming back into the class again. That might solve the problem. Other than that, I would say if the voice is okay, then I would say that you are all good, inshallah. Inshallah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So while I'm talking to you guys, what is going to be the very first thing that you need to do? You need to write your names. Very good. Some of you have already started writing your names. MashaAllah. So write your full name and write present in front of you so that I know that who is with me today in class. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. So just to be curious, we are on the sixth day of our class, meaning we have already completed 5 sessions and this is the sixth one. So people who have attended all the sessions live of live classes, please type 1 so that I know that how many people have attended their class and did not miss any of those classes. MashaAllah. Very good. Very good. There are many people. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Is there anyone in the room who missed maybe 1 class? Due to some issues, they might have issues with the computer. Try logging in. Just type 2 if you missed 1 session of the live class. Okay. Okay. And is there anyone who missed 2 of their live sessions, of their live classes? So you can write 3. Type 3 if you missed 2 of your live sessions. Okay. And just as a reminder, if by chance or due to some technical issues or due to sickness, you miss 1 of the live classes, you have the option to go on Noor Quran Kids website and listen to the previous class recording before your new class starts. Okay, so if you still have any classes that you missed, so you can just make them up during the weekend, inshallah, so that you know that what we have learned so far. Okay? Inshallah. So moving on, we are going to be getting started with our best session, that is the Quran time. Okay? So Quran time should be the best session where we are completely focused and we are ready to listen, and inshallah, we are going to be following what we are asked to do, right? Inshallah. So if you guys are ready, show me that you are ready with your Quran. And if you do not have Quran in front of you, you can still see the screen where inshallah, in a moment, I will be showing you the verses along with the translation, okay? And this surah that we started on Monday in our last class, we were able to complete 3 verses, and we are going to be completing the next 2 verses in this class along with the revision of the previous verses. And just like I said, this surah refers to the enemy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the enemy of Islam. Yes, Surah Al-Masad. Surah Al-Masad, Surah Al-Lahab. So whenever you recite this surah, the message should be reminded in your head that this is the message that is being given in this surah. Okay, inshallah. So let's get started by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the enemy. And who is the biggest enemy? Who is the biggest enemy that we are asking protection from? Is shaitan. That's right. Shaitan is the biggest enemy, and we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in protecting from shaitan. So a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, the cursed one. Okay, so once we have said a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be protecting us from the shaitan. So I would expect that all of you have said it loudly. If not yet, please go ahead and say it loudly. Okay, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Very good. I can see few of the faces, and I can see people who are saying a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Okay, moving on towards asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and give barakah in our task. That's going to be tasmiyah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the merciful. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in reciting and understanding his words, inshallah. So I want all of you to say it loudly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Very good. Surah Al-Lahab. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. Perish the two hands of Abu Lahab. And who was Abu Lahab? An uncle of the Prophet. And perish he. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, we are asking, sorry, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that perish the two hands of Lahab, Abu Lahab, and perish he, meaning to destroy the hands of Abu Lahab. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the hands of Abu Lahab be destroyed? Because he used his hands, his power, his wealth and strength against Islam. ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. His wealth and his children will not benefit him. Just like a reminder that we understood in our last class, that he used his power, whatever he had earned, he used everything to oppose the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سيصلى نارا ذات لهب. He will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames. Who will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames? Can anyone tell me that who will be burnt in fire of blazing flames? While referring to this surah, Abu Lahab. And who was Abu Lahab? Abu Lahab was uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also Abu Lahab was the enemy of Islam. So these were the verses that we learned in our previous class. So this was just an overview of our previous verses, and I hope my beautiful students, my wonderful students must have spent time in learning the translation of these verses. So inshallah, today we are going to focus on verse number 4 and 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَامْرَأَتُهُ, and his wife, حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ, حَمَّالَةَ, who is carrier, الْحَطَبِ, of the firewood. Abu Lahab's wife is mentioned as the carrier of firewood. Abu Lahab's wife, whose name was Jamil, and she was also enemy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She used to harm Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and used to speak bad words about the Prophet and used words that would mock or make fun of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as a partner in the evil activities of her husband, she is going to be also burnt. Where is she going to be burnt? In the fire, right? So I'm hoping my students are focusing and listening to what we are learning right now. Okay, so we were talking about the wife of Abu Lahab. During her lifetime, what she did was she used to lay thorny bushes. So bushes that were really, really harmful. And she used to lay them in the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in return, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not said anything. He never became angry with her. He just used to remove those thorny bushes and just used to go away wherever he wanted to go. So this was the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was even nice, or maybe he even forgave his own enemies. So we are here learning about the wife of Abu Lahab. So both husband and wife, they used to do evil activities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their activities in this surah. The very last verse talks about what's going to happen to the wife of Abu Lahab. Fi, in or around, jidiha, her neck, habalun, rope, min, from, masid. Fi jidiha habalun min masid. Around her neck will be a rope of twisted palm fiber. So this will be punishment of the wife of Abu Lahab. So the word masid, that's also one of the names of the surah, that means, what does it mean? It means twisted palm fiber, or the twisted rope that is made of fibers from the palm trees. So she used to carry the ropes to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the day of judgment, when she is going to be punished, she is going to be punished by hanging those ropes around her neck so that she would be suffocated. And in other words, her evil activities will come back to her, and she is going to suffer due to all those evil activities that she has been doing for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is going to be the result of her actions. So we need to remember that as long as we remain righteous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that right course of action for us. But if a person hates or becomes jealous or becomes the enemy or uses bad words about Islam, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. So there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment that He is going to be punishing those people, just like we learned about Abu Lahab and his wife. They are not going to be having any fun on that day. They are going to be facing the punishment. They are going to be facing the result of their own evil activities, right? Let's see who is ready to say the translation of these two verses. Okay, so I want you to raise your hands because I'm just going to lower your hands again. And let's see who is going to say the translation of the last two verses. So one by one, okay? Alia, verse number 4, please. Alia, verse number 4.
And his wife, the carry of the firewood.
Oh, mashallah, Alia. Can you say the Arabic as well? Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Such a beautiful voice, Alia, mashallah. Okay, let's see who else is with us now. Okay, Saad Abdul. The last verse.
Around her neck will be a rope and twisted palm fiber.
Very good. Hold on, Sa. Can you tell me when we're talking about her neck, whose neck is this going to be?
Abu Lahab and his wife.
Yes, we are talking, especially in this verse, we are talking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Abu Lahab's wife. Very good. Jazakallah khair kathira, mashallah. Okay. Let's see who else is with us. Muhammad Ali. Verse number 4, please.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fi jidiha hablum min masad. Around her neck. Around her neck will be a rope of twisted palm.
Palm fiber. Palm fiber. Okay. So just as a side note, have you ever guys seen the palm trees? How big and how thick those trees are, right? So we can imagine how thick that rope is going to be, right? And how painful that is going to be. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save Muslims from that, whatever is going to be happening to the non-Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be punishing Abu Lahab's wife. So let's see who else is with us now. Yusra Sirshad, verse number 4 from Wa Amratuhu. Yes, Yusra.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وامرأته حمالة الحطب and his wife the carrier of the firewood.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan, Yusra. Mashallah, very good. Okay.
Barakallah.
Okay, jazana wa yakum. And we have Rawda. Last words, Rawda, please.
Fi jidiha hablum min
Masadik. Around her neck will be a rope of twisted palm fiber.
MashaAllah. Very good. Good job. Good job, Rhonda. Jawad? Yes, Jawad? Verse number four.
Amratuhu hammalatal hatab. And his wife, the carrier of the firewood.
And his wife is the carrier of the firewood. Correct. MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairan. Jawad. MashaAllah. Very good. Jawad, did you memorize the previous verses translation as well? Did you practice those? Jawad, can you hear my voice? Okay. So no problem. You have time, and inshallah, on the weekend you can practice those verses as well. Okay. We have Talha with us. Jazakallah khairan, Jawad. Talha.
You.
Last verse.
But yeah, it's you.
Wait. Around her neck will be a rope of twisted palm fiber.
Yes, jazakallah khairan, Talha, mashallah, very good. So let's see who can say the translation of the very first verse. The very first verse of Surah Masad. Let's review from the beginning of the surah. Okay, Muhammad bin Amin. From Tabbat Yada.
Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab Wa Tab.
Yes, MashaAllah.
Tawash Batmaha Abi Lahab and Adam of the Prophet and Tanashi.
Yes, that's correct, MashaAllah. You know the translation of the very first verse. Very good, mashallah. Rayan, verse number two, please.
Ma aghnaya anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. His wealth and his children will not benefit him.
Mm-hmm. Very good, mashallah, Rayan. Very good. You did a wonderful job by saying the translation of verse number two, mashallah. Rayan, do you know the translation of the third verse as well? Okay, you went ahead and said that. Okay, jazakallah khair. I was just asking if you know the translation of verse number three, mashallah. Okay, jazakallah khair and Rayan, mashallah. May Allah reward you immensely, inshallah. Uzair, verse number three again, please.
Will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames.
Uzair, can you help me understand that who will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames?
Abu Lahab.
Abu Lahab, why?
Because he was the enemy of the whole of Islam and also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. And may Allah increase you in the knowledge of deen, mashallah. Very good. Let's move on to our next verse. That's verse number four that we have learned today. Let's see who is ready for that. Muhammad Hamza. Can you please say verse number four along with the translation for me?
وَأَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ and his wife the carry the
and his wife, the carrier of the firewood.
The carrier of the firewood. Can you help me? Why did she carry the firewood? What she wanted to do with that?
Put it in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's waist.
That's right. That's right. She wanted to stop him from wherever he was going, and she wanted to create a problem for him. Okay, jazakallah khairan kathira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you immensely. Fuzail, can you help me with understanding the last verse, please? Arabic and the translation.
Around her neck will be rope of twist palm of fiber.
Yes, around her neck will be a rope of twisted palm fiber. Whose neck we are talking here? Whose neck is this?
Abu Lahab's wife.
Abu Lahab's wife. Do you remember her name? What was her real name?
No.
Okay. So her real name was Jameel. Okay. Her real name was Jameel. So anyone who had missed it, so you can just note it down that her name was, Abu Lahab's wife name was Jameel.
Thank you.
Okay, you're most welcome. Jazakallah khairan wa ahsan jaza. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you immensely. And alhamdulillah, those of you already have memorized Suratul Masad or Suratul Lahab, this is going to be your homework that I want you to memorize the translation of this surah. And if you have not memorized the surah in Arabic, you can memorize the surah along with the translation, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make it easy for you. So give a pat at your back that alhamdulillah that you have finished the second surah. Very first surah was Surah Al-Fatiha, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us to learn Surah Al-Masad or Surah Al-Lahab. So I want all of you to be happy, and I want all of you to say to yourself that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for me to understand this surah. Okay, so say it loudly. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Jazakumullah khairan kathira. And inshallah, we are moving on towards our Ramadan activity, and your teacher is waiting for you. I want all of you to be ready for your Ramadan activity, and I will be back in a few minutes, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَأَحْلُلُ قِدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي آمِينَ. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear children. How are you all? Alhamdulillah, all are fine. MashaAllah, learning so many things. Now the next surah has completed. Barakallahu feekum. Suratul Fatiha. And next surah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, learning so many things. Growing bigger and bigger day by day, MashaAllah. So alhamdulillah, we are here with our Ramadan activity session. In this session, inshallah, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will learn some more amazing things. One of the students told me that he or she, I do not know her name, about the binocular, she told me that I made. So alhamdulillah, very good if you have done your activity. So inshallah, today we will learn about our Ramadan. And we will learn that how it is the month of Quran. Ramadan, the month of Quran. Now let's see how it is. Last time in our last lesson, we have also done about it. Ramadan is a very special month. It is special due to the Quran, due to the fasting. Now let's see how the Quran makes it special. Ramadan has a special significance with Quran. In Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it, that Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above of the highest skies, we know it. So the Quran came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this beautiful month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? As a mankind guidance, as a guide to mankind with clear signs of guidance and judgment. It's the statement of Quran. It's the verse of Quran. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 185, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down. Now, who bring this Quran? Like, who was the helper? The angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran to our beloved Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So basically what we have understood till now, that Ramadan is the month of Quran. Why? Because the Quran was revealed through angel Jibreel alayhi salam to our beloved Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we get this point. Now move towards our next point, which is, what is Quran? What kind of book is it? Why Quran is so special? Now let's find. Quran is a divine book, and it is the last book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why it is divine? Because it has the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most gracious, the most merciful, the most high. We have already done in Surah Al-Fatiha the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many. He's the most merciful, most high. He's the one who can give us. We ask to him. So these are the words of Allah, not mine words, not your words, not anyone else's words. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a special book. Then it is the last book. Last book means no book will come after that. Just like our Prophet, Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the last messenger. So he is holding the last book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next very important point about the Quran is it's totally pure, like truly pure book. It is same as it is, same like it's, what can I say? It is same as it was revealed. Like, it is same as on the day one until up till now. Why? Because Allah promised to protect the Quran. There is no change in Quran since it was revealed. See how amazing it is? Subhanallah, Allah promised to protect it. Not I'm the one who is protecting, not you or anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is protecting the Quran. So that's why it is also a special book. The third very important thing comes here. It's Quran is guidance for all mankind. What is the purpose? The purpose of Quran is guidance for all mankind. Guidance means that it told us what is good for us, what is not good for us. What is right for us, what is wrong for us. This is called as guidance, hidayah, okay? So Quran is guidance for all mankind. It is for everyone, for me, for you, for our friends, for Muslims, for non-Muslims. This is a book for all the mankind, okay? What else it has? Now let's see. We understood that it's a divine book. It has the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a book of guidance. Alhamdulillah, we get all these points. What else it has? It has so many prophet stories in it. It also told us about the paradise. It also tells us about the hell. It also gives us so many knowledge about our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we get all this knowledge, definitely we will be able to understand what kind of good deeds we should do so that we can please our Allah. Very important thing after learning all this came that those who follow the Quran will enter into the Jannah. Quran is a syllabus for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the syllabus to us so that we can lead a very good life. It has all the instructions. It has all the prescriptions to do the right deeds. If we will follow the Quran, then we will enter into Jannah. If we will not follow the Quran, even though I am praying a lot to Allah, oh Allah, give me Jannah, oh Allah, give me Jannah. I'm praying like that. Even I am praying 5 times a day, but I do not know how to read the Quran. If I do not know how to learn the Quran, how to recite, memorize, understanding, I have no knowledge about Quran, I will not be entered into Jannah. So the key is to Jannah is to follow the Quran. So inshallah, after understanding this point, we make a niyyah, we all make a decision, a promise to us that, oh Allah, make it easy for us so that we can follow the Quran, inshallah. What we have done so far, Quran is a special book. It's a divine book. It has guidance for us. It has all the instructions for us to lead a good life. It has so many prophet stories and much more. So many things. With the time you will learn about Quran, you will see it is a miracle. It has so many amazing things. So see how beautiful this book is, how special book this one is. So that's why the Ramadan is special, because of the Quran. We all want to become the best one. I really want to become. You want to? I know everyone wants to be the best one. The key to be a best one person is to hold the Quran, as our Prophet Holy Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us about it. The best among you is he who learns and teaches it. Quran is a book that makes us all so special. Our Prophet, what he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. So both the states are really good. Teacher of Quran and the one who is learning the Quran, just like you. So alhamdulillah, the Quran is making us the best one. Quran is best. Quran is special. It was revealed in Ramadan. It has so many blessings, so many barakah. So that's why Ramadan is called as the month of Quran. See? So many amazing. There are so many treasure in this Quran. Inshallah, you will learn with the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Alhamdulillah, we have done so far the importance of Quran. We have learned what kind of book is it. So inshallah, it's time to make a checklist for all of us for the month, which is called as Ramadan. For the upcoming month, inshallah, we will make a checklist. You can write down on your notebook also things to do in Ramadan. I will make for myself. You can also make for yourself, inshallah. First of all is to listen the Quran. You can choose any kind of qari, like any, you can explore on the Google also, different names of qari, and then you can listen the Quran. 10 times, 15 times, any as much as you want. Then you can read the Quran. You know, our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also used to read it with Angel Jibrail. So we also make a niyyah to read the Quran in this special month, okay? The third thing is to learn the Quran, to memorize the Quran. You can choose different surahs and you can memorize them with your help of your mom or your dad or anyone, elder sibling, inshallah. The fourth thing is understand the Quran. Alhamdulillah, you are doing in your Quran session, mashallah. In Ramadan, what you have to do is to revise more, is to learn more, is to memorize more, and you can also teach to others, okay? And the last thing is, don't forget to invite others. We are doing good for ourselves. You must have to invite others, your friends who are far away from it. So you can invite them. You can tell them that how beautiful class we are taking, how beautiful Quran is, how beautiful Ramadan is. You already understood the importance of Quran, the importance of Ramadan. So it's time for you to invite others. Inshallah, we will work on these points. We will work on this checklist. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed that we are Muslims. We have the special month Ramadan.
we have the special book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us special and best with both Ramadan and Quran, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, my dear ones. Jazakum Allahu khairan kathira. Inshallah ta'ala, I'm leaving mic for your next session with Sister Sajida. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakallahu khair. Ma'asal jazakallahu Fatima. So, such a beautiful reminders for us in Ramadan. And Ramadan, the month of good deeds, is approaching. And Jazakallahu Khair Kathira for giving us so many beautiful tips so that we can, inshallah, be successful in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. So those of you are sitting on in a spot for more than 30 minutes, I would like you to stand up and stretch your legs quickly. Move your arms, wriggle your hands. Okay, take a long breath. Okay, and sit back down. MashaAllah, that was a quick stretch for you. Okay, Alhamdulillah. This was such a beautiful activity. Can anyone help me with why are we doing all these good deeds? Reading Quran, listening to Quran, learning Quran, understanding Quran, and inviting others to Quran. These are all of the beautiful deeds, good deeds. But what's the point of doing all these good deeds? Mustafa, can you help me in understanding this? Sorry, why are we doing these deeds? What is the point of doing all these deeds? Yes, Mustafa? Okay, I cannot hear you, Mustafa. You can write it down in the chat box. Let's ask Muhammad Dawar, can you help me in understanding why are we doing all these deeds? What's the point of doing all the good deeds? Yes, Muhammad Dawar.
We have to please Allah so we could get Hasana and go to Jannah.
MashaAllah, very good, MashaAllah. That's the point, that we need to please Allah. Fatima, can you help me that why do we need to do good deeds?
Oh, we do good deeds to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to go to our destination. And our destination is Jannah.
MashaAllah. So our final destination is Jannah. And Jannah is the reward that we get in order for our good deeds, mashallah. Just remind yourself of a moment when you were working very hard for something and your mom has promised, okay, so once you do this, I will give you this reward. And we were so excited. That was the worldly excitement. And remember the excitement that we get when we are going to be rewarded to Jannah is incomparable, right? MashaAllah. Okay, let's see what is Jannah. The term Jannah is derived from an Arabic word. Jannah means hidden, covered, or concealed, means that no one has seen Jannah. It is such a beautiful place. SubhanAllah, that's the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless people who are obeying Him in this life. InshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with Jannah. And Jannah is the eternal place full of joy, full of happiness, peace, and it is going to be reserved only for those who are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? That when we obey, we need to keep that reward into our head, that we will go into a place that's a wonderful place, that's a joyful place, that's a peaceful place, that no eye has seen it. It's hidden from everybody, and it's the most beautiful place that we can ever imagine. And people who followed the commands of Allah Almighty in this world are going to be rewarded for that place. Okay, so inshallah, whenever we do good deed, we need to keep that into our head, and we need to remind ourselves of that reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be blessing us with, inshallah. Jannah consists of 7 levels, meaning with each level is divided into many stages. And each level up is Jannah, it has greater joys and pleasures. Just like in the world that, just imagine that maybe in the lower level, you had some fun that you did, and then you, as you go up in the levels, you had more and more fun. And the highest level of Jannah is known as Jannatul Firdaus. Jannatul Firdaus is the highest level, the topmost level. And it is the wonderful from all the levels of Jannah. Raise your hand if you want to go to Jannah. I can see your cameras. I want you to just put your hand up. I can see you there. Or if your cameras are not on, you can just raise your hand in the chat box and let me know that you want to go to Jannah. MashaAllah. Very good. So from now onwards, whether you get the reward from mom or dad or not, just keep in your head that there are many levels of Jannah, and I want to go into the top most level of Jannah, and that is Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Okay, so I want all of you to repeat after me that I want to go to Jannatul Firdaus. Okay, all of you say it loudly to yourselves. I want to go to Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. So whatever good deeds we are doing, we are doing to attain Jannah, inshallah. Okay. And what does Jannah has in it? Okay. Let me share one of the things that Jannah has. It has rivers in it. The rivers are of water, river of clear and organic honey, very pure honey, river of milk. Those of you like milk, you are going to be having a river of milk and river of delicious drink. And you know what? A cool thing about Jannah is going to be that whatever thing you think in your head is going to come in front of you, whatever you think. For example, you might think, I want to have this thing and I want to eat this thing, or I want to play this game. It's going to come in front of you in milliseconds. In milliseconds, subhanAllah, it's such a beautiful place. And it also includes Al-Kawthar, the river of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-Kawthar is even whiter than the milk, subhanAllah. And it has immense fruits, beautiful fruits in Jannah. And it is also mentioned in Quran that when people, they see the fruit, they might say, okay, this fruit, I have seen this fruit in the world as well. But when they taste it, the taste will be very, very different. So subhanAllah, the rewards of Jannah make it amazing, more amazing. So as we said earlier, that all our wishes are going to come true in Jannah. Imagine if someone likes ice cream, okay, strawberry flavor, vanilla flavor, chocolate flavor, whatever flavor you like, it's going to come in front of you. And chocolates and lollipops and whatever you like, is going to come in front of you. MashaAllah. Isn't that wonderful? Is there a place in the world that whatever comes into your head and comes in front of you? No, there is no place in the world that is going to fulfill your wish in seconds. But yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fulfill your wish in seconds, or maybe less than a second. So whatever you think is going to come in front of you. Can anyone share with me that what do you want, or what do you wish when you enter Jannah? Noor, can you share with me that what do you want to have in Jannah?
I don't know.
What would you like to have? What do you like to eat, my dear? Or what do you like to drink?
I like juice.
Juice? What flavor of juice do you like?
Like fruit juice, like orange juice, or like like fruit punch.
Okay. Jazakallah khair, mashallah. Okay, so that was one of the sharing of Noor, that she likes fruit juices. So whatever you like is going to come in front of you. Ashaz, can you share what do you like and what do you want in Jannah?
I want to have like a mango.
Oh, mashallah, very good. So when you enter Jannah, you would think about mangoes, and there will be lots and lots of mangoes in front of you. Delicious mangoes. Okay? Inshallah. And in order to get whatever we are wishing, what do we need to do? We need to do good deeds, right? And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us with whatever our wishes are in Jannah. Let me share a small story of my own life. That once I was going to a faraway location, and you know what? I forgot. Like every time I forget things, I forgot to take my GPS with me. And you know what GPS does? GPS lets us to know the direction, and it helps us to go to a destination. And after every 10 minutes, I had to pull down my car and I had to stop and check if I'm going in the right direction. And finally, what happened that I completely missed the road and went on a different path, on a different direction that I was supposed to take. And it wasted me a lot of time and lots of energy as well. So at that moment, I thought that I should have brought my GPS, because GPS would have helped me to go into the right direction, right? Similarly, and keeping that example in your head, I want you to think of Quran. Quran is the book that takes us to the right direction, that takes us to the destination. This is why we are learning the book of Allah, so that it helps us to direct to the main destination, which is Jannah. And besides Quran, praying 5 times a day, that's a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also helps us to lead us to the destination. But if we keep on wasting our time in indulging in baseless activities or doing something that's not even beneficial for dunya and not even beneficial for deen. Okay, it might be any useless talk, it can be any useless chat, it can be anything. So if we get busy in meaningless or useless stuff, do you think we would be able to go to our destination? We would be able to reach to our destination? Would that be possible? No, that would not be possible. We are not going to be able to lead to our destination if we are busy in something that's wasting our time. Right? So whatever we do needs to be meaningful, inshallah. Like our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jannah has 100 grades, and there is a big difference in one grade and the other. Just like you guys go, each year you guys go from one grade to other grade, right? Similarly, in heaven and earth, there are many, many grades. And the highest of them is Firdaus, just like we learned earlier, that the best level of Jannah is Firdaus. And one of the gates of Jannah is called Ar-Rayyan. And you know who goes through Ar-Rayyan? People who fast. And whoever wants to go to Ar-Rayyan through fasting, they need to fast in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. So one of the gates is known as Ar-Rayyan. So if you have not practiced fasting, start practicing maybe half a day, and then inshallah, you will be perfect when you grow older. Okay, so half a day and then keep on increasing, inshallah, inshallah. So Ar-Rayyan is the door where people, is the gate through which the people of fasting would enter on the day of judgment. So we need to know what are the deeds that we are doing in order to attain Jannah. Okay, I'm going to ask three people. I'm going to lower your hands and three people can raise hand. I want three of you to share one deed that you are doing in order to attain Jannah. And rest of you, I want you to write it down in your notes. Write three things in your notes that you are doing in order to attain Jannah. Let's see. Farzan, what are you doing in order to attain Jannah, my dear?
I'm reading Quran and doing good deeds.
Very good, mashallah. What kind of good deeds are you doing?
Like helping empty like the dishwasher or something like that.
Mashallah, you're helping your parents. Mashallah, very good. Jazakumullah khairan for sharing that. Tuba, can you share with us what deed are you trying to do in order to attain Jannah?
Help.
Are you helping your parents? Okay, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan, Tuba. Let's see, Nadia, can you share with us what one deed are you doing in order to attain Jannah, inshallah? I think Nadia has lowered her hand. Murtaza, can you share one deed that you are doing? Yes, my dear. What is one deed that you are doing in order to attain Jannah? Okay, I feel like Murtaza has some issues. Okay, let's see. Samia, can you share one deed that you are doing in order to attain Jannah, my dear? Yes, Samia?
I am going to wash the dishes and clean my room.
MashaAllah, you're going to be practicing cleanliness. MashaAllah, very good. JazakAllah khairan, ahsan jaza. Okay. JazakAllah khairan, those of you who have shared your good deeds and those of you did not get a chance, I would like you to write it down in your notes that three things that you would like to do in order to attain Jannah, inshaAllah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a dua to attain Jannah. I want all of you to repeat after me. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Okay, let's say it together. Allahumma
inni as'aluka al-jannah.
Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah.
Very good, mashallah. Oh Allah, I ask you for Jannah. And you know what? It is also mentioned in Hadith that whoever asks for Jannah three times, Jannah will say, oh Allah, enter him into Jannah. So if we say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. So what Jannah is going to say? It's going to say, oh Allah, enter him in Jannah. MashaAllah. So I believe this is a very small dua, and I believe all of you would work hard in order to learn this dua, because our destination is what? Our destination is Jannah, inshaAllah. Okay. So moving on towards, just like one of the students had mentioned, that they are practicing cleanliness. So let's see what is going to be our topic. I just gave you a clue. I gave you a clue what is going to be our topic. So I'm sorry to for the next session that I gave the clue, but I want all of you to be ready for next upcoming session. That's going to be a wonderful learning of our manners, and inshallah we are going to learn a lot from it. Jazakumullah khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم فقهني في الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone today? Good, alhamdulillah. I hope you are all doing well. So we're moving on to our next session, and we will be talking about the manners of a Muslim. And did you know that manners are very important in Islam? Because a good Muslim has good manners. And a Muslim is known by his or her manners. Now, before I tell you the manner that we'll be talking about today, I have a question for all of you. Which room would you want? Would you want room A, or would you want to have room B? Do you want the messy room, or the one that's tidy with everything in its place? So lots of you are saying B. Okay, another question for you. Which beach would you want to go to? A, where there's litter and clutter, or B, where there's no litter and it's well kept? Okay, again, I have lots of people saying B. So by now, I think you might have a good guess what manner we'll be talking about today. Any guesses? Which manner do you think we are talking about today? Yes, it's cleanliness. So today we'll be talking about cleanliness. And cleanliness is the quality or state of being clean, and the practice of keeping oneself and surroundings clean. And cleanliness, most importantly, starts from keeping our body clean. We have to take a bath to clean and wash thoroughly our bodies. And we should also be keeping our surroundings clean. That should be our goal. And in Islam, the Arabic term for purity is tahara. And the Quran insists that a believer should maintain a constant state of purity. So let's go back to the rooms. So in room A, you can see that they have their books stacked on their desk, and the bed is not made, the clothes aren't organized, and they have their stuff all over the room, and the garbage bin is full. But then in room B, we can see that room B is so much more cleaner. They emptied the trash can, they make their bed, they organize their clothes and their toys, and they put everything in its proper place. And this is what we should all do. We should all make sure that our rooms are clean, like room B. We should empty the trash and put everything in its right spot. And now for this picture, you can see in picture in beach A that there's trash everywhere. But in B, they put the trash away. They picked it up and threw it in the proper place. And we should all do this too. If we see trash on the ground or litter on the ground, we should pick it up and put it in the trash can. So now there's some more examples of how we can practice cleanliness. First, it's with our own bodies. We should take a bath, we should do wudu, we should cut our nails, we should wash our hands regularly, especially during the current situation. We should brush our teeth or do miswak. We should brush our hair, and we should wear washed and clean clothes. And for our surroundings, what we can do is that we can put our toys and clothes in the proper place. We can recycle, and we should throw garbage in the trash can in its proper place instead of throwing it on the road. And cleanliness in Islam is emphasized in a spiritual and a physical sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for being clean. On the spiritual side, Muslims should clean their heart and their soul, and they should stay away from sins. And on the physical side, Islam requires Muslims to clean their body and their clothes and their house and the whole community. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 22, Allah loves those who turn to Him constantly, and He loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. Do you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you? If you do, you should always practice being clean and tidy and keeping yourself pure and clean. Now, there's also a hadith about this, where the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, said, cleanliness is half of our faith. It's half of our faith. And if we want to fulfill half of our faith, we should be clean. Inshallah. Now there is a short dua. Can you all say it with me? This dua is for general cleanliness, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say it after he made wudu. And this dua is, Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Let's all say it together.
Because I found him myself.
The translation is, oh Allah, make me among those who seek forgiveness and among those who stay clean. So we should all try to be among those who stay clean and say this dua. Now, I have a quick, very quick short story that I wanted to share with all of you about cleanliness. So in the story, we have a little boy named Hassan. So one day, Hassan took his football outside and he called to his friend, "Come and we can go and play with this ball down the field." They played there happily for a long time. Then Hassan gave the ball a big kick and the ball went high into the air and landed in a big dirty puddle. The puddle was very dirty because the water came from a garbage dump. Hassan just went, he picked up the ball and he started kicking it around. Then, because his hands were wet, he wiped them on his trousers. Just then, his friend said, "You know, I'm very, very hungry. I'm sure it's lunchtime." Hassan agreed, and so the two friends went home to eat lunch. When Hassan got home, he rushed into the kitchen, and his mother said, "Gosh, where have you been? You are very late, and we have already eaten. But I didn't forget you, and have put some sandwiches aside for you." Hassan, he grabbed the sandwiches and went outside to eat them. Then his mother came outside. "Hassan, you are dirty. Did you wash your hands before you ate your sandwiches?" "Oh no," said Hassan, "I forgot." And then during the night, Hassan began to feel sick. He had a stomach ache and he began to vomit. Oh, he was so sick. His mother tried to help him, and by morning, he was feeling a little better, but he was still weak. His mother said, "You know what I have told you again and again? That it's very important to keep clean. I'm sure you were sick because your hands were filthy and you ate your sandwiches without cleaning your hands. I hope you have learned a lesson. Wash your hands before you eat, especially when you have been playing outside." So a very, very big lesson that we can learn from the story is that we should wash our hands regularly. Because if our hands are dirty and we eat something, then the germs will get inside us and they will make us sick. So inshallah, we should all make our goal to wash our hands and most importantly, maintain cleanliness in our body and in our surroundings. Inshallah. I hope all of you have a wonderful weekend. Assalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Such a beautiful reminder, mashallah. Especially during the time that we are going through. So we don't want to get sick. I know nobody wants to get sick for not being clean. And inshallah, we will be practicing cleanliness and we will practice good hygiene, inshallah. Right? So this lesson or this reminder is not only for you and me, but inshallah, we are going to be sharing this lesson with our family members as well. Okay, so I want you to write down that how many people do you think you would be able to share this lesson with? It can be your mom and dad, it can be your relatives, it can be your friends. So how many people do you think you can share this beautiful lesson with? Inshallah, to be clean, to practice cleanliness with, it can be anything. It can be cleaning your hands, it can be washing yourself, it can be not touching anything that has dirt on it, but especially
cleaning your hands or washing your hands before putting something into your mouth, right? Sometimes kids have a habit of just putting their things into mouth without washing their hands. So inshallah, from now on, we are going to be very specific, inshallah, in terms of cleanliness. So for our homework, we are going to be learning the translation of Surah Lahab, and I hope you have plenty of time to learn the translation of Surah Lahab. And inshallah, we will be sharing the lessons that we have learned. We have lots of reminders about Ramadan. We have reminders about practicing cleanliness in our lives, inshallah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira for your awesome participation, for being such a wonderful kid. And I hope to see you next week in next class, inshallah. Okay, Muhammad Ray, can you just write it down here? Write it down in the chat, whatever, because I don't see your hand raised, Muhammad Ray. If you have any question, you can just write it down here and I will, inshallah, answer your question. Because if you want to ask, you need to have your hand raised, my dear, okay? If anyone of you have any questions, you are almost welcome. You're always welcome to send your questions, your suggestions, and your concerns at email kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com. MashaAllah, Zoha, you made my clear. It's very good, MashaAllah. You can just send a picture through email or to your WhatsApp group so that we can see how your binoculars look like. We really, really want to see that, inshallah. Okay, Muhammad Raid, I can see your hand and I can unmute you. Okay, go ahead and ask the question, please. Yes, what's the question, my dear?
How do you make the binoculars?
Okay, so inshallah, Muhammad, right, I'm going to be writing down your name and I can send you the instructions how to make the binoculars so that you can follow the instructions in a written form, inshallah. Okay, so you will be getting some instruction for making the binoculars, and I would request the admins to send the instruction to everybody. So if someone has missed those instructions, they can go through and you can have enough time to make one. Okay. So, Rabbana tuqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to implement the knowledge that we have learned, and we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the ability to learn the message of his book and to communicate with each other through these modes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in spreading the message of Islam. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Stay safe and help your parents at home. And I want you to model the behavior, the best behavior that you can model at home, inshallah, to show that you have learned lots and lots of lessons from your class. Okay? So till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار